It's go time!
Now it's time for the Disney View Podcast. Please move across your car to make room for everyone. Our podcast will begin momentarily. Join Dave as he makes his Grand Circle tour around the Walt Disney World Resort. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, but understands Disney's place in history and respects the legacy that's been left. Come along and hear Dave's thoughts about Walt Disney World and see it through Dave's eyes.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
And now, here's your host.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. Well, it's been an interesting couple of weeks here, and the Walt Disney World Resort is still closed, Disneyland is still closed, and I got a friend who asked me a question that I thought was a pretty good one. If you were going to pick a playlist of some of your favorite Disney tunes from the theme parks, what would you pick? And that got me to thinking about creating sort of a top 10 of some of my favorite tunes. And as I started to do the top 10, I realized top 10 really isn't enough. So I wanted to do my top 20 theme songs that are really catchy and stick in your head from around the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, as you'll find, some of these are a little older and don't exist anymore. They're from the older era, like the early days of the park and into the early days of Epcot. Some of them are still there and totally recognizable. Some of them may go, hey, I think I've heard that before, but didn't remember it. But these are the ones that I really like and that I find catchy, and I wanted to share them with you as you sit at home and think about what you're going to be doing for the next, couple of weeks perhaps. I thought maybe just listening to some fun Disney songs might be a little amusement for you. It is for me, and I hope you enjoy it. So what I'd like to do is run around the parks. It's from the Magic Kingdom and Epcot, and I'll just go around in different areas and talk about the theme songs that are there, the catchy songs that are there, and play them for you, and then we can just move through the park that way. I thought that would be a fun way to do this. Now, as you'll notice, there's a couple of performers who come up here a couple of times. You'll hear about George Bruns and Exitencio. They're a duo. Exitencio was an Imagineer who designed a lot of the things that you see in the parks. He worked very heavily on the Pirates of the Caribbean. And he did, you can hear his voice, or could have heard his voice, as one of the, as the Barker Bird, used to be out there for the Pirates. And George Bruns was a composer who did some of the music for it, so they worked together a little bit, the two of them. You'll hear from the Sherman Brothers. Obviously, they were big Disney-philes, and they did a lot of work for Walt Disney. Then you'll hear a little bit about a couple of other people as well. Buddy Baker's in here. You'll hear Buddy's music. And then you'll also hear about Robert Molina. Robert was a guy that that Disney had found at some point when they were opening Epcot, because the Sherman Brothers weren't available to write all of the songs they needed in the time that they had. So they hired Robert Molina to do a lot of the songs. So as you hear these names, you'll realize who they are. And I'll tell you the songs, where they were, and who performed them and who wrote them. So let's get started over in Tomorrowland. And we'll start with talking about the Carousel of Progress. That was the last attraction that Walt Disney actually touched himself. He had his hands on it. He was involved with it. And there was an original theme song that they had there. And then they moved away to do another song. And then they brought back the original theme song. And that's the one that's currently playing there. And that's The Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. And that's by the Sherman Brothers. So let's have a listen to it.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
always a fun song, right? It's just a great one. Now, in that interceding time in between, when General Electric was looking to refresh the attraction to a large degree, they asked for a new song to be written. So the Sherman Brothers wrote another song that was called Now Is the Time. And actually, I think it's called This Is the Best Time of Your Life, I think is the official name of it. But everybody knows it as Now Is the Time. Now, to me, personally, this is the song I associate with the Carousel of Progress. And that's because that was in my era. When I first started going to the Magic Kingdom, when they opened the Carousel of Progress there a few years after they opened, that was the song I always heard until they replaced it back with the original Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. So to me, that's the one that I like better, but that's just a personal opinion thing. So let's hear the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. Let's hear the Now Is the Time.
Now is the time. Now is the best time. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it the time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time, now is the best time. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize, live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time. Now is the best time, be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time. Now is the best time. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.
Fun song, right? Another fun one. Now let's move across Tomorrowland to go over to where Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin is today. Originally, this was an Eastern Airlines attraction, and it was called If You Had Wings. And there was a clever song that Buddy Baker wrote to be the theme song of If You Had Wings. So let's take a listen to that song.
If you had wings, you could do many things. You could widen your world if you had wings. If you had wings, had wings, had wings. If you had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings.
You could fly to a plaza where the people play, at a Mexican fiesta, in that land of Olé.
If you had wings, if you had wings, if you had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings.
You could fly to Bermuda like a flying fish, have a ball on a cruise ship, or catch fish if you wish.
If you had wings, if you had wings, if you had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings.
You won by a sombrero made of real fine straw, or how about a nice handbag for your pretty mama. You can have cheap, you can have cheap,
You can have cheap, have cheap, have cheap, have cheap, have cheap.
You could follow a trade wind down to old San Juan and explore an old fortress before traveling on.
If you had wings, if you had wings, if you had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings.
Now at some point, the Walt Disney Company lost its relationship with Eastern Airlines. Eastern wound up going out of business at some point, and so Delta took over. And when Delta took over, they wanted a new theme song, naturally. And so they hired Ido Guidotti to write a new theme song for it. And this song was called Dream Flight. And it's a completely different song, but yet captures the same sort of essence of flying and going different places.
Delta welcomes you back from your dream flight, the fantasy flight of your life. Once you've taken a dream flight, the earth's an inspiring sight.
Kind of fun, right? I always kind of like that one too. If You Had Wings was the better song there, but Dream Flight was kind of nice. Now let's move across the Magic Kingdom and go over to Adventureland. You'll hear two songs over here in Adventureland that are obviously catchy, and I think you can guess which two they are. The first one we're going to talk about is in the Pirates of the Caribbean, and this was the one that was written by Ex Atencio and George Bruns. Bruns wrote the music, Ex Atencio wrote the lines. And this is Yo Ho Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We extort, we pilfer, we filch and sack. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Maraud and embezzle and even hijack. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We kindle and char, inflame and ignite. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We're devils and black sheep, really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and blighters and ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Aye, but we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
And then, of course, the other one in this area, in Adventureland, is the more memorable one, one everybody knows, and one of my favorite songs in all of Walt Disney World, the Tiki Room theme. This one was written by the Sherman Brothers and is a great song. It's just so catchy and classic and so awesome. It's just a wonderful song.
Olé! Olé!
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Oi, I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, si, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt? Oh, I see, Schmidt has no hair.
Mi amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old hens. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance...
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And two can sound better than one toucan can.
The bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our show is delightful. We hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on a lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our magnificent production is yet to come. So strum the guitar and beat the drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
all the
birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
And now let's move over toward Frontierland. In Frontierland, we're going to go visit the Country Bears. The Country Bear Jamboree had a song that was written specifically for them. A lot of the songs were written by artists that were country western artists that either had songs already or which they adapted for Walt Disney World. But there was one song that was actually written for the Country Bears, and it's the Country Bear theme, and it was written by Exitencio and George Bruns.
Will play now in the good old key of G. Zeke and Zem, Ted, Fred, a bear named Tennessee. Zeke's twanging on banjo and a tapping with his feet, a banging on a dish pan with a real old country beat. Zem is sawing on the fiddle with a crooked hickory bow. When the spirit moves that groove, he can make that fiddle go. Ted is on corn jug. Now I mean that bear can blow. He also plays the washboard with the handle of a hoe. And Big Fred's playing mild harp. He plays it kind of sad. He never took a lesson. He just picked it up from Dad. And little old Tennessee Bear is a featured on the thing. Sounds just like a guitar, but it's only got one string. So clap your hands and stomp your feet and try to keep right with them. One short thing the bear band's got is real old country rhythm. Yeah, clap your hands and stomp your feet and try to keep right with them. One short thing the bear band's got is real old country rhythm.
And now we'll move over to Liberty Square. In Liberty Square, I think you can guess the Haunted Mansion is the place I'm going to go. And the song is Grim Grinning Ghosts that was written by Buddy Baker again. Now, Baker had written all of the songs that go on in the entirety of the Haunted Mansion. But Grim Grinning Ghosts is the one that's kind of the catchy one that everyone remembers.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake,
spooks and mouth doors wane and wake,
happy haunts materialize,
and begin to vocalize,
grim grinning ghosts are out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes.
eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we just come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high o'er the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek and harmonize
when we just come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
we're ghosting where spirits dwell.
Restless bones, ethereal eyes,
rise as spooks of every size.
Now, how could we leave the Magic Kingdom without going over to It's a Small World? I know it's the song that everyone loves to hate, but the Sherman Brothers wrote one of the most memorable tunes. Everyone knows this song. I don't care if you're a Disney fan or not, you probably are familiar with this song. It just has such a great catchiness to it. It's one of those wonderfully catchy songs. So let's have a listen to a small segment of it.
It's a world of laughter, a world of cheers. It's a world of hopes and a world of fears. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all. 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 It's a small, small world.
And at the end, you heard my favorite part of it. That's when you go into the Polynesians part where you're into Hawaii and over into Australia and so forth. In that area of the Pacific Rim, they're playing this other part of it that I really like. That one's more catchy to me. It kind of sticks in my head. And every time I walk away, it's like dee, 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 dee. And it kind of sticks in my head a little bit. And I would honestly like to think, or maybe I'm hoping, that all of the Disney parks still are running the It's a Small World theme on their attraction, even though maybe the lights are off. I'd like to think that It's a Small World is still playing somewhere, so you can hear it off in the distance if you walk by it. All right, so that takes care of what we know in Magic Kingdom. So now let's go over to Epcot and talk about some of the things that are over in Epcot. So we're going to start over on the Eastern Edge, and we're going to go to World of Motion. World of Motion had a song in it that was written by another song that was written by Buddy Baker and Exitensio. And this one is called It's Fun to Be Free, one of those awesome, catchy songs that no longer exists, but still memorable.
It's fun to be free, to be on the move, to go anywhere with never a care to.
Do all you wanted to do.
It's fun to be free.
To be free.
It's fun to be free, to be on the move,
and travel with ease wherever you please to. See all there is to be seen. It's fun. Let me tell you, it's fun.
It's fun to be free, to be on the move, to go for a hike
whenever you like to.
Do all there is to be
And now we'll move over toward the universe of energy, where Robert Moline wrote a kind of a famous catchy song that has that definite sort of 70s sort of feel to it. It's the Energy Song. It's just one of those classy things that you kind of go, yeah, man, that's such a great song. It's kind of ridiculous, but it's kind of awesome at the same time. The Energy Song by Robert Moline. Now we're going to head over to Spaceship Earth and one of the original songs that was there. This one was called Tomorrow's Child, and it was written by Ron Ovadia and Peter Stougard. And it appeared for a period of time at the end of the Spaceship Earth. Today, there's the overture of it that still plays, as long as Spaceship Earth is still open. It's playing anyway. You can still hear this song playing sort of in the background there as you go through. But Tomorrow's Child is one of those memorable songs. It has words to it that actually are sort of memorable that way. Now, since we're over by Spaceship Earth, we're going to talk about Communicore. In Communicore, you used to be able to go in and see the computer central that ran all of Epcot. And they had a show in there that they called the Astuter Computer Review. And it was a very clever show, and I'm going to have to do a whole podcast about that. But there was a very memorable song in there that was called the Astuter Computer, and it was written by the Sherman Brothers.
You see, my friends, the computer makes life easier. Saves me time and headaches, too. He sorts things out, analyzes in a shake. My enormous problem to him's a piece of cake. He's got a great big memory like an elephant. Utilizes knowledge without end. That's why I'm a router for me computer. Everybody needs a friend. When my work piles up and I'm seeing red, 'cause I need five arms and an extra head, I find the computer becomes me troubleshooter. He keeps miles and miles of facts on file. My wish is his command. Nothing is astuter than a computer when I need a helping hand. Let me explain. They keep on top of accommodations, record and update reservations, coordinate telephone operations, and help plan energy conservation. They're really a great financial device. Payroll service is kept precise. They project attendance, then give advice on personnel, food, and merchandise. They're constantly focusing all their attention on matters of safety and fire prevention. They've given efficiency new dimension, with numerous examples too many to mention. And that's why I'm a router for me computer. Everybody needs a friend. You see, my friends, the computer does the drudgery. Leaves me free for better things. I push some buttons and in and off a mow. What was a sticky wicket becomes an easy go. He's got a great big memory like an elephant. How he works is hard to comprehend. Complicated computations take him just a tick. He coordinates and tabulates and does it double quick. And that's why I'm a router for me computer. Everybody needs a friend. No need to stand, no need to stand. Thank you.
So kitschy and classic. One of those things you just kind of go, yeah, I love it. And now let's go over to the other side of Future World, and we'll talk about a couple of things over there. The first is in the Kitchen Cabaret, which was in the Land Pavilion, and it was where Soarin' was. It was the original attraction down in that area. They had a little show that was up there, and you could hear the Kitchen Cabaret. Now, in the Kitchen Cabaret, there was one really catchy song that was called Veggie Veggie Fruit Fruit. Now, the whole thing was catchy, but that one in particular really did catch your imagination and really stuck as an earworm, and you went with it. This song was written by Buddy Baker, and it's a really fun song.
Veggie fruit, fruit, veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit. Veggie fruit, fruit, veggie, veggie, fruit.
I simply have to tell you that my friends who are singing are
delectable.
Meals are divine as long as you can dine with fruit and
vegetables.
They're good for you, everyone. They make your meals a lot of
fun. Like a carnival.
It's nice to be with fruit and
vegetables.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, those fresh, ripe performers, the colander, convo, and the fiesta fruit.
There are no substitutes for we veggie fruit, fruit, veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit. You see, a balanced meal always wins with our vitamins A and C, 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 fruit, fruit, veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit, veggie, fruit, fruit.
My friends are exciting just like fireworks igniting. They're
incredible.
Sparks always fly each and every time you try fruit and
vegetables.
They're inviting and delighting anytime you're with them. It's
a treat.
Like a carnival,
it's nice to dine with fruit and vegetables.
Veggie fruit, fruit,
veggie,
veggie fruit,
fruit, veggie, veggie fruit, fruit.
And now let's go downstairs to the other side, and we'll go over to the Listen to the Land part of the ride. Now it's Living with the Land. Before it was Listen to the Land. And Robert Moline wrote a song here that probably is one of the most memorable songs in all of Epcot.
Just make believe you're a tiny little seed. A tiny little seed that's reaching up to meet your need with the right amount of faith and the right amount of earth. You'll grow to see the sunshine on your day of birth.
Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land. Listen to the land. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land. Listen to the land.
When springtime comes, how can you tell? The air is always filled with orange blossom smell. Come summertime, the warmest sunshines, and the world is full of flowers and good melon rhymes.
Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land, listen to the land. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land, listen to the land.
When autumn falls, it's a harvest show. With north winds blowing all the seeds that it must sow. Come winter time, the rain must fall. Till once again the new year and the springtime call.
Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land. Listen to the land. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land. Listen to the land.
The seasons come and the seasons go. Nature knows everything that it must know. The earth and man can be good friends. Let's listen so our harvest time will never end.
Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land. Listen to the land. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land. Listen to the land.
Just make believe you're a tiny little seed. A tiny little seed that's reaching up to meet your need.
Now today it's a slightly different song, but it has the same tune to it and many of the words are the same, so you still capture that piece of it. It's sort of there historically. Now if we go over to the Imagination Pavilion a few doors down, we can see that there's, in the pre-show area where Captain EO was, I think now they're showing Pixar shorts, if I'm not mistaken. There was a short in there that was presented by Kodak Film. And the Sherman Brothers wrote a song for it that was called Making Memories. And while it was kind of silly and cute and whatever, it has a catchiness to it, of course, because the Sherman Brothers wrote it. It has a catchiness to it, and it's really kind of fun.
Long before the old Model T, round about the turn of the century, folks discovered a barrel of fun, taking pictures by the light of the sun. Smile, hug, look at the camera,
hold your breath and say cheese.
Cheese, little did they realize back then, they were making memories. Making memories, making memories, taking pictures is making memories, catching little pieces of time,
making them yours
and making them mine.
Birthday faces and happy places we
love to hold near and dear. When we're making memories, happy days can reappear.
seats and 20-cent gasoline, radios and Dixieland jazz, brownie cameras and razzmatazz, snap shots of the whole family. Give that button a squeeze. Little did they realize back then they were making memories. Making memories, making memories. Taking pictures is making memories. Catching little pieces of time, making them yours and making them mine. Big occasions and celebrations we can forget in a year, but when we're making memories, happiness can reappear.
Night or day, in color photography, candid shots of baby at play,
photo finishes,
tigers at bay. Hey, don't look into the camera, let's be natural, please. And with every single shot we take, we are making memories. Making memories, making memories. Taking pictures is making memories. Catching little pieces of time, making them yours
and making them mine.
Great vacations and graduations we love to hold dear and dear.
And when we're making memories, happiness can reappear. Making memories, catching little pieces of time,
making them yours
and making them mine.
Great vacations and celebrations we love to hold near and dear. And when we're making memories, happy days can reappear. Look at the birdie.
Now, in the original ride that was in the pavilion, the Imagination Ride, it was Journey into Your Imagination, there was a song called One Little Spark that was written by the Sherman Brothers also, and it featured the Dreamfinder and Figment. And this was kind of a fun song and always kind of memorable in that sense.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dream Finder. Musical notes. What delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the universe for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam. That's a good one. Oh, everything I collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Oh, here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fellow. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment, and there, voila! You've got a figment of imagination.
Dreamfinder, I'm just right.
Not quite.
Huh?
I'll throw in a dash of childish delight. Look, Figment, some new friends have joined us.
Can they imagine too?
Of course. Imagination is something that belongs to all of us.
You mean everyone can think up new things.
That's right, Figment. And every sparkling idea can lead to even more. So many times we're stumbling in the dark, and then eureka! What a spark!
How are we going to use lightning?
We can combine it with ghostly shivers on a stormy night and turn them into a tale of fright.
Oh, look, a rainbow. I'll use that. you paint with?
Now you've got it.
Wow, wow, wow. Numbers, letters, papers for writing, costumes, makeup, stages for lighting, teardrops, laughter.
What about science?
Science? We'll need electron beams and crystal prisms, gyroscopes and magnetism, holy grail.
Hold on, Figment.
Why?
The idea bag is full.
It is? Let's start making new things.
No, wait. First, we must store these ideas with the others in the Dreamport.
Are we almost there?
Oh, the Dreamport is never far away when you use your imagination.
Come on, everybody. Let's
go. We all have sparks. Imagination.
Yeah.
That's how our minds create creations. Right at the start of everything that's new, one little spark lights up for you.
Oh, boy.
Imagination. Imagination. A dream can be a dream come true with just that spark. In me and you.
And now let's move over to World Showcase. There are two songs in World Showcase that are sort of memorable and catchy. One is a little bit more of the, you know, American dream sort of thing. It's in the America Adventure. It's the America song, Spread Your Golden Wings. And this song was written by Robert Moline as well. And it has a certain catchiness to it, and it's kind of fun, and you may remember it. But it's a little more patriotic in some ways and memorable more perhaps for that than its catchiness exactly. But it does have a certain catchiness to it, and it sort of warms the heart as you think about it. And then if we go over to the Mexico Pavilion, there's the song that was on Rio del Tiempo that was written by Armando Corral. It's Hola Mis Amigos to the Mexico song, and it's the Rio del Tiempo song. And it's very cute, and it has a certain Mexican flavor to it that sort of captures the Mexican spirit to a large degree, I think. So where does that get me? That gets me to 19 songs. What could the 20th one be? Something that's a little bit more personal to me in some ways because of this particular podcast. Now, before I tell you that one, I just wanted to share with you, you know, these are really interesting times we're living in. And, you know, I want you to continue to use your imagination and dream a little bit. You know, dream of a better time. Think ahead to what you're going to be doing when we do finally get out of this and we move on and life continues on. You know, life will be perhaps a little different, but we can always keep dreaming and thinking about the better tomorrow. And that leads me around to this last song. It's personal to me because it's the If We Can Dream It song. And this particular song was written by George Wilkins. He was the one of the resident musicians who the Walt Disney Company had hired. And it was at the Horizons Pavilion. And of course, it relates back to me because of the catchphrase at the end of my podcast. So it's kind of a fun thing, and it relates back to it. So let's listen to If We Can Dream It.
Into the future.
This one always speaks to me, and this is why my podcast, I use the tagline at the end to say goodbye, because it really is about dreaming of the future. And remember that if we can dream it, we can always do it. So just kind of keep that in mind as you make it through the rest of this this period of uncertainty in the world, where a lot of things seem out of whack with all the Disney resorts closed and so forth. And just enjoy this and continue to think of a better tomorrow. So if we can dream it, we can certainly do it. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View podcast. We hope you had a pleasant stay and arrive home safely. Please remain seated until your ride vehicle stops completely. Then, gather your personal belongings and step out onto the moving platform. And yes, I know it went by so quickly, but don't worry. One of the nice things about traveling on this podcast is that the journey is just beginning. Show notes are available on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. While there, please check out some of our affiliates. You'll also find links to Dave's iPhone and iPad apps. There's an app for pin trading, one for finding hidden Mickeys, and an app for finding and tracking pressed pennies around the Walt Disney World Resort. And you never know just what Dave is working on next. If you have questions, feel free to drop Dave an email at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Original music you're hearing in this podcast is Oslo Doom by Gilberto Gil. Of course, this is a fan podcast and in no way affiliated with the Walt Disney Company.